Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. She lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled In Training.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child whom he put among them and said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, in heaven, their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a danger nowadays that we may think of angels in the context of New Age, which romanticizes them and in some cases actually discourages people from believing in them because it all seems a bit woolly-minded, a bit fairy tale, not really genuinely spiritual. But in fact, angels turn up all over the place in Scripture, in both the Old and the New Testament. Sometimes they're ambassadors from God. Sometimes they're cherished visitors. Sometimes they bring very special messages. You only need to think of the Annunciation. And one of them even got involved in a wrestling match with Jacob, who said, I love the version, in the Authorized Version, forgive me, but I just love this 16th century, 17th century English, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." That was Jacob to the angel. And the angel did bless him. The message of today's readings is that there are angels watching us all the time, although we don't have to wrestle with them and we don't normally engage them in conversation. When you talk about guardian angels, you tend to focus on protection, on being made to feel safe. The psalm of today's readings is reassuring in this sense because it tells us that God sends angels to look after us. But the gospel invites us to see the guardian angels as looking after the little ones, which obviously doesn't mean just children. It means all those in need of help, of protection, of reassurance. On Sunday, Pope Francis celebrated a special mass for refugees and immigrants. That was September the 29th, which, when it doesn't fall on a Sunday, is the day when we celebrate the three archangels, Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. I don't think that was just a happy coincidence. I think Pope Francis wanted to remind us that the people our society sometimes struggles to accept are under the protection of God's ambassadors. I don't know about you, I've never seen my guardian angel, but I'm sure I have one. When you go through a difficult period, you know, when you feel everybody's against you, everything's going wrong, the thought that your own personal angel is watching over you is immensely consoling and encouraging. Today's first reading reminds us that we're not alone, that we're not abandoned to the trials of merely human life. Look, says God, I am sending an angel to guard you as you go. There it is. And the gospel invites us to be protectors of these little ones, to take on the role of guardians, maybe not guardian angels, but we can be trainee angels. And the crucial thing is that throughout our training, we are never alone. Thank you.